1613 and ask us how, or visit www.grannyflatleaders.com.au. Sponsor of the Jukebox Jive program.
Alive 90.5.
And now on Alive 90.5, here's the latest news brought to you by Pace, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Erin Archam. A memorial to the African American man killed by police a fortnight ago has been remembered as a father, brother, athlete and mentor, and now a force for change. Hundreds of mourners turned out to a packed Houston church more than 2 weeks after George Floyd died in police custody, sparking global protests over police brutality and racial prejudice. Today's message from family, friends and religious leaders was to remember Mr. Floyd as the catalyst for change. Reverend Mary White gave a powerful speech at the procession.
We thank you for the life of George Floyd, oh God, that at a moment when he called out for his mama, we believe that the ears of mamas across this nation reared up, that the ears of mamas across this world heard him cry, even though for one mama, all mamas began to wail.
One of the biggest criminal trials in Western Australia's history has been further delayed after the lead prosecutor fell ill and struggled to deliver her closing arguments via video link. Bradley Robert Edwards is accused of murdering three women in the Perth suburb of Claremont in the 1990s. The trial has so far heard evidence from more than 200 witnesses, but yesterday's hearing was plagued with technical issues and illness. The hearing is set to resume on Monday. Farmers around the country are calling on the federal government to invest nearly $2 billion on a job-ready package to help encourage a post-COVID recovery. The proposal, titled Regional Horizons, outlines four priority areas which aims to promote climate-smart agriculture, support innovation, strengthen and diversify existing learning networks, and promote community-based clean energy developments. Deputy Chair of Farmers for Climate Change, Charlie Prell, says it's a once-in-a-generation opportunity to create thousands of new jobs and kickstart regional economies.
Because regional communities have been doing it tough, that is precisely why now is the time to act. Unfortunately, if climate change continues unabated, things are only going to get worse out here in the regions. We're at a crossroads, and we have an historic opportunity to rethink the way we do things.
An Australian university researcher says a 1 degree rise in global temperatures has led to many irreversible and detrimental events. The ANU research has developed Australia's longest daily temperature record, identifying a decrease in cold extremes and an increase in heat waves since 1838. Lead researcher Dr. Joelle Gerges says 50% of the Great Barrier Reef has died off and droughts are becoming hotter and longer, leading to greater bushfire risks.
So what we really showed with this study is that the pre-industrial climate of Australia was a lot cooler, and as the planet continues to increase in its temperature, we're going to start to see more and more of these extremes, like extreme heat waves that we see in this long-term record.
In sports news, GWS have received permission from the New South Wales government to have a crowd of up to 350 people at their AFL clash with the North Melbourne on Sunday. The Giants plan to host a combination of members and corporate supporters across different function rooms at Giants Stadium. It comes as the state government this morning confirmed community sport for all ages can resume on July 1st. The decision comes as a huge relief to sports clubs around the state.
National Radio News is supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas and the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5, brought to you by Concise Finance, your local mortgage broker. It's currently 15 and a half degrees, looking towards a top of 18, which I don't think we're going to get because there's showers around Sydney and they're more frequent near the coast, and light winds. The sun will set at 6 minutes to five tonight. Looking for the rest of the week, Thursday, tomorrow, fog, then sunny, 9 to 20. Friday, mostly sunny, 9 to 18. Saturday, cloud is coming over, mostly cloudy, 10 to 20. And Sunday, to round out the weekend with a possible shower, 13 to 20. The moon is a waning gibbous with last quarter this Saturday.
The updated traffic brought to you by Fernwood Gym of Seven Hills and North Rocks on Alive 90.5.
South Penrith at Parker Street at Smith Street. We've got some emergency roadwork and the southbound traffic is affected. Motorists are advised to expect intermittent closures of the southbound carriageway during the day. Drummoyne, Victoria Road approaching Gladesville Bridge. A truck breakdown, 1 of 3, northbound lanes closed. Roselle, looking between Victoria Road, between Horney Street and Kirk Street, there's some more emergency roadwork. 2 or 3 westbound lanes closed. And exercise caution, expect delays in that area. Kingsgrove, Stony Creek Road at Woolleye Street. Emergency roadwork, Ausgrid this time. It's all happening. And North Strathfield, again, an emergency roadwork. Parramatta Road at Concord Road. And to round it all off, a car breakdown, French's Forest, Warringah Road near Forest Way. And it's 6 minutes past 11. You're on Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. And let me just get the Facebook right here. Here we go.
It's interesting. When it's raining, that all the accidents and the roads, the excavations, you know, the maintenance is happening only when it's raining. And I always surprised Darren in Sydney when it's raining, it's always mayhem on the road. And I mean, I don't know why, but people slow down or something like this, but I will not slow down, because today in the studio we have the truly unique, and we are privileged and honored to have the Steven Desede, the global, truly global influencer, not just on a way on the number of the likes or shares we have on social media, but influencer on the people's lives. And the Steven, he's happy to stay with us another hour of the squeezing, but you know, we're going to bring him back in the studio. So Steven, before we took the break, we talk about pride and the pride, how the pride actually reflecting people and everything else. But let's go back to your 5C methodology, which you mentioned. Can you drive us this back again about that confidence something?
Yeah.
And the five C's, you know, I mean, I can't read, you know, I mean, sorry.
No, that's right. I mean, one of the things I always say to people, you've got to have the confidence to start, the courage to continue, and the compassion to appreciate your effort. Most people won't start and be kind to their effort because they're totally focused on the result. So they'll think, well, and I'm not sure if I can do this. So do this means a result rather than an effort. So I won't have the courage and the resolve to actually continue it, and I won't even have the pride in myself to start.
Okay.
So one of the things I first say to people is, what are you proud of? What creates pride in you? And obviously, respectfully to Darren and his daughter, there's a lot of love there, so there's a lot of pride there. So he has a lot of confidence around that area of his life, and I'm sure as a dad there's a lot of concerns and stuff from what I understand. I'm not a parent, but there's always lots of love and there's lots of pride, but there's also lots of concern, because what you love and you think is precious is the thing you're most cautious about. It's beautiful. The second thing is, where do you get your resolve from? What are you resolute about? Because that's where your courage comes from. Now, again, this is all respectfully to Darren. I guarantee his resolve for the welfare of both his relationship with his daughter and him doing the best he can for her, especially if she's 21 and beyond and starting to form her own life, his resolve to be the best possible asset to her, both getting her to 21 and getting her to the 21 years past, is massive. So his courage to find a way to be the best he can be with the most precious thing that he's most proud of is really important to him. Then he's extremely kind towards this most beautiful, precious asset that he created in his daughter.
Yeah.
He then has an obsessive compulsion to always be ever present to her in every way that he possibly can. Many, many times that she'd probably love, and many, many times as she's getting older, she'd go, give it a break, Dad, but all that kind of stuff. And then right down, if you look at any parent, and we use the parenting as an example, anyone who's a parent out there will understand the sacrifices they've had to make to complete the journey of being a parent to the point of time that they are now. So if you think of everything in your life, what are you proud of? Because that'll generate your confidence. What have you got resolve with? That'll create your courage. What are you kind towards your effort? Because it will create the compassion for you to continue. What are you obsessed about, which gives you the compulsion to never, ever stop? And then what are you prepared to sacrifice to get it done?
May I ask you one question? Yep. Interesting enough, the reason why I'm asking this question is very, very specific, because I interview many people, Darren and I, yourselves, and, you know, mostly the coaches or even the entrepreneurs, they will talk about two things. One thing is emotional intelligence, And second is NLP, which you don't mention in your conversation. You simplify this one very, very easy to people understand. Why is that, Stephen? It's a simplifying the procedures, or, you know, my understanding of the life of the itself. It's bringing better results because you don't mumble jumbling, you know, my emotional intelligence is important, NLP is important, this and that. You're talking on a language that everybody understands, like you're treating me, I'm 5 years old. Sometimes I, you know, tell people, explain to me as if I'm 5 years old.
Yeah.
Is that the case?
I call it pillow talk.
Pillow talk.
Good friend of mine in the Netherlands told me about this a while ago, and I love it. It's called pillow talk, and there's a gentleman that used to cut my hair when I lived in West Australia. And I won't get into the details of his name, but his daughter was beautiful at about 14, 15. She looked like a model of 2021. So she started doing some modelling. And because she did the tall poppy thing here in Australia and she stood out, she got a lot of bullying at school because of just the way she looked. And she was an incredibly pretty young girl. And that caused an eating disorder with her, and it also caused her to very much retract back. So put yourself in that mind, and we're just on the parenting thing again, but put yourself into that mind where something that's so precious to you actually now is at risk. And in this instance, it's a daughter who has gone from being looking so beautiful to now looking so unwell, both emotionally and physically. And pillow talk is when this particular gentleman and his wife on a Sunday morning wake up and they look at each other and they're thinking of their 16-year-old daughter who's in this issue. Do they ask themselves, what are the 7 keys to bulimia in a teenager? Do they roll over and does the husband look at the wife or the wife to the husband and say, honey, we need to understand about the 3-step process of NLP to help our daughter? Or does the mother look at the husband and say, honey, what are we going to do with our girl?
Yeah, well,
do you see what I mean?
So like, let's do 3 process. That, you know what I mean?
But that's what pillow talk is. Pillow talk is emotionalizing everything in your life down to the simplicity of what is the next thing that I need to do to achieve my desired result? What is it? And when we're looking at what happened in America, when we look at Fukushima, when we look at the 9/11, bless all of those folks involved in these things, when we hear about some shooting, when we see something that actually, when a little old lady falls over in the street, are we thinking about the NLP process or the 3-step process or what are the 7 stages that I need to go through? No, we just run over and help.
Yes.
So when I communicate at the level that I communicate and you're dealing with the soul, then you need to start talking about people who are looking at and going, oh, honey, what are we going to do with our little girl? So I talk about resolve and pride and compassion and sacrifice because that's easier than, and I have never trained in NLP. I've never read about it. I know what it is. And the only reason I haven't read about it or I haven't trained in it is I have no, and again, go back to Darren's point about someone might sit there and say NLP is the best thing in the world and good bless you for it. NLP is not my train. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just not what I do. I believe I've just been given this freakish gift. Mm-hmm. And my job is to give it away en masse at scale.
That's awesome. But you agree, Darren, with this one, that simple things actually produce better results?
Yes. Hmm. Most definitely.
Particularly in parenting on a life, on, you know what I mean? Like if you have the 7 steps, Darren, let's go to 7 steps before.
Well, for me, I like to distill things down to words or simple concepts. So I really dig what you're about, Stephen.
Thank you.
For me, it's always thinking, what's the opportunity? What's the opportunity for me? What's the opportunity for a radio station? What's the opportunity for my family, my daughter, my wife? What's the opportunity? Not what the issue is. What's the opportunity? What can I do here as me, Darren, to put into the here and now and things like that? Even helping my mum this morning, she rang up and she said, I've got a credit card fraud. And I go, okay, the bank's really? Dealing with it. She said, I've got bad news. I go, oh, no, what is it? Credit card fraud. Okay, yeah, that's easy. Yep, you can deal with that. Yeah. But for her, it was quite big. And so for me, it was just about, well, let's spin this a good way. Let's see how we can have that feeling, get on, think what the opportunity is. So for me, the opportunity is to teach her PayPal and have the credit card within PayPal and hopefully she won't get any more fraud. And so that's how I like to live. Opportunities.
Opportunities. Stephen, on that note, you know, for the en masse listeners, and I like to ask the people like yourself, not many I'm asking this one, people being hurt, and usually they've been hurt by words, and like, let's go translate this into the bullying or mobbing, whatever you want to call. for example, if I come to you and say, Stephen, I think that public opinion about me, it's very low, and my confidence is very low, and I'm being hurt with all these wrong comments on Facebook, whatever, you know, any social media. How would you deal with this, sir? What would you tell me, 48 years old man, you know what I mean? Mario, stop it, you know what I mean? Snap it, you know what I mean? That's not the real reality. How would you apply those 5 C's to me? Because obviously I'm going to lose my confidence. I'll have no courage.
Yes.
Because I will try to do like I did in the past to my parents. I try to prove myself I'm worthy of them. And whatever I was doing was not good enough, ever. You know what I mean? So I give up. So my question to you is like, let's go say, Stephen, I'm coming to you. And I say, Stephen, people don't love me. You know, I've been hit so hard with the words on social media. And you know, obviously I lost the courage and my confidence. How would you apply these 5 C's to me?
I don't think it's the words that hurt.
Okay. What the hurt then?
It's your interpretation of the intention.
Don't give me this now, the definition.
No. It's your interpretation of the intention.
What an interpretation? Somebody says to me, you're fat and ugly. This is an interpretation. I mean, what do you mean interpretation?
Do you think you are?
Well,
let me do it this way. My body shape is not where I want it to be.
Okay.
I know that. Jane from the Desady Angels, who's listening to this, is on to me every single day about it.
Yeah.
What I mean by that is you need to get away from interpreting someone else's intention by what you think the word means. A lot of people are very complimentary to the way that I word things. I would go to dictionary and thesaurus. I was doing it this morning outside of the studio waiting to come in. Yeah. When you said ring in,
was that a fall down?
No. But I'm on the dictionary and thesaurus probably 10, 20 times a day because most people have an assumption of what words mean. So when someone says something to you at an intellectual level, they've made an interpretation of what that word might mean. On an emotional level, they've adopted what that word means. And the reality is what other people think of you is none of your opinion. What other people think of you is none of your business. This is said to everyone in this room and everyone listening and said with great sincerity but absolute truth. I don't care what you think of me. I literally don't care. But I sure do care what you think of you, and I spend my life making sure you do. So the end result is I don't need to worry about what you think of me. Not because I'm being arrogant. I don't care what you think of me because I'm too busy trying to get you to believe in you. I know you're not going to be hurt around me. So the end result is people need to spend less time interpreting other people's intention and adopting their own personal intention of what they believe to be true.
So do you agree, Darren, that will be that most of the people, they actually, the slaves or prisoners, their own opinion?
I have something that I always keep to heart
for me as well.
And it resonates totally what Stephen's saying, is that whenever you're really hit by something that someone says to you, Mario, you're saying something to me, and I go, that's not me. What are you talking about? I always think it's about them. It's not about me.
Hmm.
So when people share a lot about themselves and I think that's not me, and I think it tells me much more about them that does about me, and if it's not good, well, maybe I can help them or just listen or just not be affected and say, well, it's not about me. And I think that's what you're saying in different words.
And
Stephen,
I think it's very true, yeah, and well said. And one of the things you need to do is if someone go back to some specific tactics on how to deal with someone saying something that's offensive to you. You need to ask yourself, is it true? So let's play your words, but I'll use it to me.
Yeah.
If someone said to me that I'm a bit out of shape, probably carrying a little bit more weight than I should, yeah, that's true. Do I care that they think that I might be fat, which I'm not, but they might say that? I don't care what they think. Is it true? So for everyone listening, if someone says something to you, don't adopt their intention or interpret it, but ask yourself, is that true in my interpretation of that word? Is that true that I'm probably not in the best shape that I could be in? Yeah, it's true. And completely remove, bless that person, be grateful to that person for bringing to your attention something that you believe in. Now all of a sudden we've taken their assessment of you and made it a belief of yours. Yeah, I could probably do something about my weight, for example. And then you now own the interpretation, the intention of what you're going to do about it, rather than what 98% of the population do. They live in the interpretation of someone else's opinion and end up resenting themselves. And they do it in the form of there's a great line. We have got really, really good at hating through filters. We call it intolerance, diversity, bias. So what we've done is we've created ways for me to personally dislike you by saying, well, you're obese, or you're intolerant, or you're divisive, or all those types of things. So what we've done is we've created filters to hate through. Take away all the filter, take away all of that type of stuff, and look at someone in the face and say, do you want to hurt that person? Not by saying, well, that particular person's got a sexual orientation I don't believe in, that particular person's got a skin colour I don't believe in, I think I'm better than them. Get rid of all of that and just ask yourself, that human being bleeds the same colour as me, do I love them or not?
The question is, I have for you before I take the break, and you partially responded that one, and I warn, Darren, you know it's recorded, I have the parental warning before the show, or we have somebody online. Why does Stephen people, you know, because they saw your energy and everything else, it's very, very contagious, and but why do people love to hurt other ones?
Because they're hurting themselves.
Because I said, like, okay, can you just give us a little bit more about this one? Take the break. Why? What do you mean they're hurting themselves?
Most people, the reason most people look in the mirror of life and ask someone else, who do they see them? And that's in the form of getting likes, shares, opinions, all those types of things. The reason we follow celebrity to the extent that we do, the easiest thing in the world to do is to allow someone else to tell you whether you're good, bad, or indifferent. The hardest thing in the world to do is to go, do I like myself? Am I proud of what I do? So the end result is most people are trying to hurt other people because the easiest thing to do is to hate from a place of hatred. Now, when we reference Darren and his daughter, his place in relation to his beautiful girl, young lady now, but beautiful girl in Dad's eyes, is from a place of purity, love, kindness, compassion, integrity towards her. So there's no hatred. But unfortunately, too many of us don't have that self-awareness, self-love, self-regard, self-respect. So from a place of disregard, dislove, and lack of awareness of ourselves, it's freaking easy for me to say that you're fat.
But where we are on our road of evolution as human beings, we start applying those filters, as you say, bias, diversity, and everything else. When did we start developing those filters in our evolution as humans? Is this like as a society progressing and social media more involved, or we are always being that tendency?
If you go looking at the fossils, you'll see that there's skulls with fractures in them because someone hit someone over the head. It's always happened. Human beings are three things. We're very competitive, we're very curious, and when it's convenient, we're very compassionate. Right now, we're very competitive as a species. That's very much our ego. Yeah. We're very curious as a species. We want to go land on a rock called the moon. There's nothing up there, but we're going to do it anyway. And then we're very compassionate. The only thing at the moment with COVID, we brought compassion to the front. When 9/11 happens, we bring compassion to the front. Okay. Now what's happened as COVID's starting to release, thank God, the end result is compassion's now starting to fall back down the queue and we're getting curious and competitive again.
Well, Darren, we'll take a break. We'll take a short break. You're listening live, 94.5 Business with Mario, with us in studio, Stephen DeSede. Stay tuned and hear more from him.
Alive 90.5.
There's a little boy waiting at the counter of a corner shop. He's been waiting down there, waiting half the day. They never ever see him from the top. He gets pushed around, knocked to the ground. He gets to his feet and he says, what about me? It isn't fair. I've had enough, now I want my share. Can't you see? I wanna live. But you just take more than you give. There's a pretty girl serving at the counter of a corner shop. She's been waiting back there, waiting for a dream. Her dreams walk in and out, they never stop. Well, she's not too proud to cry out loud. She runs to the street and she screams, what about
Now I'm standing on the corner, all the world's gone home. Nobody has changed, nobody's been saved, and I'm feeling cold and alone. I guess I'm lucky, I smile a lot, but sometimes I wish for more than I've got. What about me? It isn't fair. I've had enough, now I want my share. Can't you see? I wanna live, but you just take more. What about me? It isn't fair. I've had enough, now I want my share. Can't you see? I wanna live, but you just take more. You just take more. You just take more than you give. What about me?
Director of Cherry Brook Real Estate, Sam Ramone, is a specialist in property management in residential in the Hills District. He prides himself on taking the stress out of property management and looking after your investment at a competitive rate. If you need property management, please call Sam Ramone from Cherry Brook Real Estate on 9980 9860. Station sponsor.
Hey fellas, need a new suit? See Mike Sampson Clothier at Winston Hills. He's some great business suits, in fact, suits for any special occasion. Mike also has a complete range of accessories, such as business or formal shirts, ties, belts and shoes, as well as plenty of casual wear for the season ahead. Mike Sampson Clothier is located at Shop 21 Winston Hills Mall and is a proud sponsor of Monday Magazine with Happy Jack. And, of course, your sound, your community, 90.5.
It's all I listen to. Alive 90.5. Playing cool music.
It's 28 minutes past 11, 15 degrees. You're on Alive 90.5. Business Insights with Mario. Take it away.
That was beautiful. Past 1.5 hour of this show, he just gone so quickly. Stephen in
just
studio.
Like that.
And before we continue conversation with him and, you know, describe how sexy I am, Stephen, you know, we spoke about some, you know, this show is designed for the, it's a business radio talk show. However, this show, it's about everybody who find themselves, you know, I mean, in need to be empowered, to be guided and given good tips and insights like yourself. But let's go talk about business now. What do you think about brand Darren and Mario? Or what is the brand or whatever Darren thinks? Darren, you have anything to ask or just me going to ask us, like, would you like me to press some buttons?
No.
Darren?
What is the brand?
Sexy. Well,
that's
sexy.
That's what it's about.
I'm sexy and I knew it. So.
Well, is your brand sexy? Is that what we're talking about?
The show it is sexy, but you know my business is different. So like, what's the question for the Steve? What did you say?
What's
you got
the
to
brand?
The spot now, you know what I mean? Like,
okay. To me, there's a lot of things around brand, lots of it. Tons of it. Lots about storytelling and all that type of thing. And my take on it is really, really simple. Your brand is made up of three things. Your experience, a decision about whether you're educate or entertain, and what do people earn by their time and the money they give you. They're the three things. So if you just think about Netflix for a second, I was only doing this yesterday with Rebecca, a society guest in Perth. I said to her, what's the experience of Netflix? Because most people think a brand has got to be what my story is, or a brand might be my font, it might be my logo, it might be my colours, it might be my tagline.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix don't have a tagline.
No, truly.
They don't.
No, they don't.
What Netflix have is thousands upon thousands of shows that you can stream on any device anywhere you want. So the experience of Netflix is simplicity, right down to we don't need a tagline, it's Netflix, done. They then made a decision, are we in education or entertainment? Because you're one of the two. If you're online, you're one of the two. You're either educating or entertaining, One of the two. And a lot of people get that wrong by putting a duck video on LinkedIn and calling it leadership, because look what all the ducks are following. A duck walking down the road with a bunch of ducks behind it is not leadership, it's instinct.
Yes, that's correct.
So they've made a decision in Netflix's situation that our experience needs to be very simple because of the volume of choice. We're in the entertainment, even though some of that entertainment will be documentaries and those types of things. And their attitude is, from the people who spend time with us for the monthly subscription, money with us with the monthly subscription, or spend 2 hours with us on a Sunday night watching a movie, what are they going to earn by it? And their earn might be watching the Chicago Bulls Last Dance documentary, which was really cool, or just watching a movie that was fun, watching Ace Ventura or whatever it might be, and it just made me laugh on a Sunday before I go to work. So for everyone who's in business out there right now, what is the experience of your brand? What are you trying to create as an experience? And it's beyond the font, it's beyond the logo, it's beyond the tag. Those things are important. What is the experience? And the top tip for it, your experience is people's experience of what you do. So if you've got a powerful outcome, your brand experience is, what is the outcome people get? What is the decidey brand experience? Inspiring insights. How do I know that? Because the angels went looking through all of the comments. What are the most common words? And they were
Who do you refer with the angels? You said this a few times.
There's a bunch of girls who are just absolute sweethearts that I work for them. Yeah. And they're based across the islands of the Philippines. And they just started calling themselves angels. They said, with a message like yours, Steve, you need angels to share it. So they help share my message and they call themselves the Sadie Angels, and people know who they
are. That's nice.
So they're not my virtual assistants. They're my family. I'm godparents to some of their children. I've written books about one of them whose little baby died after 159 days. We do some sponsorship, we do feeding programs, and they're called the Sadie Angels. So instead of saying my virtual assistants, which is not what they are, they're actually the team.
Hello, the angels across the Philippine Islands.
Jane and Lou are listening right now.
Hello, Jane.
So the first thing is, what's the experience of your business? In Decidy, what we did is we actually went, what are people saying about the experience? It's very inspiring. It's very insightful, Steve. It's very wise, Steve. Okay, cool. So now we have a podcast called Inspiring Insights.
Yeah.
Why? Because that's what people said. Cool. Are we in the education and entertaining business? We're in the education business. To the level of transcendence beyond education, we're shifting people. I'm not in the business of engagement. I'm not in the business of educating and entertainment. I'm in the business of making you believe what you were created to be. So I'm in the business of shifting people. It's beyond entertaining. It's beyond education.
Okay, the question I have for you, it's an unplanned question now, because I said, I warn everybody. There was a parental restrictions there in the beginning of the show, and I told you that Steven said that he is very contagious with his energy. But, once when you lift person, to see, beyond, what he sees in mirror, she sees in mirror, how do you maintain that momentum in person? Because it must be sometimes in life the person says I'm tired, I can't do this anymore, I'm successful now. Or they just stop thinking the way they start discussing with you and they're learning from you. How do you keep that momentum in a person? How do you keep them continuously to be happy, successful, wealthy?
The triangle I sent you about how I do tactical coaching and strategic mentoring, because people want filters to understand things, filters to hate through, but they want to put a bucket, Steve's a coach. He talks very kind of spiritually in life, he must be a life coach. Oh, he talks about NLP, he's an NLP coach. People are constantly trying to put a preconceived folder in their brain and then put you in it. What I do is I create a folder in your head called Steve, and the password is trust, and I do it almost instantaneously. So to go to your question, what is your uniqueness? How do you believe your brilliance? Because your brilliance is based on your uniqueness. What's unique about you? So the first thing that we do when people work with me, is we go into, what is the inspiring insights? What are the origins that make you what you are? And it's normally formed through characters and values and beliefs and all those types of things. But what are three or four of the towers of your expertise? When I was a little kid, all I wanted to do was be mobile. I was very visual in what I did in terms of creating the pool table as a soccer stadium and all those types of things. I worked out where I fit in my family. If I wasn't inspirational, no one would notice me, and I needed to be very distinctive. several decades on, the Desaidi business is global, mobile, video, inspirational and distinctive. So I am actually living my inspiring insights. It's what I do. When I was a little kid, this is what I used to do. Now I do it all over the world. So what we do is we understand what are the origins of your inspiring insights. And once we get that, you then go, right, what's your commitment to the ideas that you want to discover about who you can be in your business? Where do you want to take your business? Where do you want to take your business in the context of where you've come from? What's your uniqueness and what in terms of your brilliance? What's your origin in terms of the towers of your expertise? Not what you do, but your default position. A gentleman friend of mine in Western Australia came and saw me and we went through this exercise. He told me that, and I'll do this as quick as I can, he told me that when he was a little kid, he'd play with the Tonka trucks outside and his mates would come over and they'd push the gravel and they'd make roads. But he took it a step further by getting some wood and making little roadhouses. Then he'd actually make a frame, put wet mud over the top of the frame, let it dry, pull the frame out, and he'd made a bridge. And his mates would then drive their Tonka trucks over his bridge. When it rained or at night, he'd go and sit inside and he'd do puzzles. Today, Theo is an architectural designer builder. And all I said to him is, you replace mud bricks for $1 million bricks, and he builds $1 million homes now. The biggest puzzle that most of us have is how to put a house together. And as an architectural designer, how do you design a house, a puzzle, and then go out during the day when it's not raining and build it? So all he's doing, his towers of expertise at 50 is what he was doing when he was a little child. What Stephen Desaidi does about being distinctive and inspirational and visual and mobile is what I do now. It's the reason I don't live anywhere. I live wherever I'm working.
Wow.
Once you understand your uniqueness and the origins of who you are, you can start speaking with me about how do you discover and ideate what you want to do. Once we've got those discovery and ideations in place, which is the mentoring, then we go into how do you create and execute. So you put out an image when you were walking along the Opera House. There was some brand stuff that you did. I go all the way down to the execution of the font, the size of the font, where it fit on the screen, all the way down to that level of detail. So I can talk to Theo about what he, at 50, what he used to be at 5, which he's still doing today. Then I can tell Mario the font and the size and the placement on a 1080 by 1080 frame, because I can go from the detail of your humanity to the execution of how you do a video.
You truly have the gift, Stephen, you know that.
But it took me 10 years of doing nothing else except this.
So if I come to you and say, Stephen, what gives you right to tell me my life is terrible and I have so many decisions badly done, did you experience anything terrible in your life, any obstacles?
I was the youngest of 5 and my parents wanted a daughter. So my entire life, every 18th, 21st, you'd know this, Darren. Every time a dad got up and actually spoke at engagement parties, 18th, 21st, weddings, he would talk about how we could never grow one without a tail. And all he ever talked about was why the fifth chance to have a son, a daughter, was Steve. And I found out that my parents initially inquired about whether they should adopt a daughter after the disappointment of their fifth effort of trying to get a girl, being me. Then when I was about 11 or 12 at school, the only way that I could stand out in a family of 5 was to be good at everything. So I was really good at sport, thankfully. Blessed to be pretty good at it. So Christian Brothers, the second biggest influence in your life, happened to be teachers who happened to be Christian Brothers in the context of how I was raised. They came to my parents and said, Steve wins everything. Do you mind if we give him the ribbon and we'll give the runner-up the trophy? So I've got pictures somewhere, don't know where they are anymore, of me standing there holding a ribbon up and the runner-up's holding the trophy. So by the time I was 12, I'd worked out that being the best, you're always going to be second. So I lived with doubt. So when I went off to England with my wife at the time and we made lots of money and we got lots of houses and we bought property around the world, when all of that sort of fell apart, in 2008, I put the roof down on a convertible and tried to kill myself because I'd lost everything that identified the 8 houses, the 65 watches, the 160 pairs of shoes, everything that told everyone, look at me, I'm not second. And I lost everything. So I went emotionally bankrupt, which is hard, financially bankrupt, which is a little easier, and I tried to kill myself. So when I came back to Australia in early 2010, I spent the next 10 years doing nothing else except understanding what my brilliance was, because every single day of my life I woke up thinking I was second best, because all the way through my childhood I kept hearing about how I wasn't wanted.
Darren, What?
It, you know, it's gobsmacking.
I don't breathe, you know what I mean?
Gobsmacking. Like,
yeah, that's the reason why.
And, for everyone listening, none of what I just said is a woe is me story. You will do two things in your future based on your past. You will look into your past and see the burdens and place them as hurdles into your future to make excuses from, or you will look into your past and take those burdens and put them as platforms to serve from. I am so grateful they thought I was a disappointment, because I live every day of my life making sure you don't have that same truth in your life. The greatest gift that ever happened to me was my parents deciding they wish I was a girl. Wow. And if you own 165 pairs of shoes, maybe at one stage in my life, maybe I had a bit of
feminine. I said this from the beginning. I said this from the beginning, and I said, like, it's hard to, you know, combine somebody's life into a few words in the sense of, like, introduction for the radio show. But I say from the beginning, you know, the reason why I say you are the man and you're the person who truly can guide and inspire the people and coach them is because you walk the shoes. It's not easy to, you know, admit this in the public, and I mean what you pass going through. But you're listening alive, 90.5 Business with Mario and Darren, and our guest in the studio, Stephen the Set, is gonna continue with us after the short break.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me.
Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words,
Alive 90.5.
Here's Dr. Jack from Beyond Infinity Dental.
After a chat with me, a man who hadn't been to the dentist in ages finally has the courage to come and see me. We kept a couple of his top teeth, replaced broken fillings on his lower teeth, and gave him a more comfortable teeth. He was a new man. He said it was a pleasure to go to the dentist and it's the best thing that's happened to him.
Would you like the best in dental care? Call Dr. Jack on 9838 9111 or pop in at Shop 28 Winston Hill Shop Shopping Centre, 180 Caroline Chisholm Drive, Winston Hills, 2153. Or go online, infinitydentalcare.com.au. Station sponsor.
The Hills area has one of the most beautiful cemeteries in the Sydney region. Castlebrook Memorial Park at Rouse Hill provides the perfect resting place for your loved ones with manicured lawns and beautifully tended gardens. They cater for people from all backgrounds, and you can talk to their family service advisors almost any day from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their website is castlebrook.com.au. Castlebrook Memorial Park is at Windsor Road, Rouse Hill, and is a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5.
All today's hits and yesterday's favourites.
Alive
90.5.
We are live.
Are we? Okay.
We're
live. Wow. This is Sergeant Mario.
Unless that was a public admission. I mean, the Steven that said that I'm the sexy and I knew it. And the guy asked the questions. They were all listeners and the sponsors of Alive 90.5 Business with Mario. We have the 50 minutes before we wind up the show. And let's use them as fast as possible to get maximized answers from our guest in studio, Steven DeSede. Steven DeSede, come back to the branding now.
Yeah,
we do have like, but as it's like I've been told that my questions are not up to the task.
I
so
never
like Darren,
said that.
Darren, please.
No, I never said that. I just want to really finish on those three things.
Yes.
Your brand is people's experience of you. What is it? And if you don't know what it is, you need to go find out. Go and ask.
How are you gonna find out? How Darren and I gonna find out about brand about this show? Like a do the like polling or calling
no,
or
what you do, and you need to do for everyone listening, you need to do this and do it exactly in this sentence. Go off and find just to do three. Start off with three, and what will happen, you will do this with 33, but you'll start off with three.
Yeah.
And the reason I say that is every time I've told DeSede guests and people that I've mentioned this to, like I'm going to, they end up doing three. They initially go, I can't do that. Then they do it. And then all of a sudden I get an email 3 weeks later with 30, 40 people, paragraphs of what people said. Go and find three, to start with, three people that experience your brand and keep coming back. Three people that experience your friendship and keep coming back. Three people that receive your product or your service and keep coming back. And everyone, you need to ask them this question, and it has to be these words.
Please.
What is the impact? What is my impact on your humanity?
What is my impact on your
humanity? Humanity defined as the quality of being human. So go to the top three people who keep coming back to you for life, for business, for whatever it might be, and ask them the question, what is my impact on your humanity? Humanity defined as the quality of being human. And everyone, what you'll find is the people won't tell you about what you do, they'll tell you about who you are. So when I did that exercise and the angels helped me to do it, we found out about Inspiring Insights. That's why the podcast is called that. We believe in your brilliance sits just underneath Inspiring Insights. What's inspiring and insightful about you? And if you want to know the answer to that, go and ask three people who do life with you in whatever version of your life. You might do it personally, you might do it professionally. What is my impact on your humanity? And you will hear them tell you about the impact you have on them, about who you are, not what you do. They won't say you're a really good radio engineer, you're a really sexy guy. They will talk to you about how you make them feel. And it's unbelievably powerful.
Steven, I am just like, you know, but thank you for seeing me as a sexy guy. That's a great compliment. I knew it. I'm sexy and I knew it.
So just to do that really quickly, because yes. Then I'll throw back to you guys. What is the experience people have of your business, your brand, yourself? Mm. What is it? And go and ask them that question. Yes, you need to do color. Yes, you need to do font. Yes, you need to do tagline. But you need to do those things based on when people say inspiring and insightful, we went off and worked out what the color combination for inspiring and insightful was. So the new brand logo colors that are coming out for DeSede are all specific around what is the word inspiring and insightful? What does it mean in the color palette? Everything that's visual about my brand is based on what people said the impact was. The second thing is you educating or entertaining. Which one are you doing? If you're entertaining, be all in. If you're educating, be all in. And then the third thing is, what are people earning with their investment in time and money in you, in your product, your good, your service? And what they're earning is their outcome. What is the outcome people get? Not what you do. A bricklayer's outcome to you is not a wall in your home. It's that place where Darren got to put his young daughter when she was young enough to be put to bed by him. What do you earn with the investment of time and money? I'm going to give Netflix some of my time on Sunday night watching a movie. I'm going to give them the monthly subscription. What do I get from it? What's my outcome? If you spend an hour with Steven DeSede, what's your outcome? I'm going to shift your life.
Yes, you will. And Steven, for all listeners, because we have a few minutes before we need to close it down the show because the show starts midday. To all listeners who are interested in you, apart, you know, they can go on today on our website, alive90.5.com.au. They're going to hear your interview with us today.
Yep.
How they can find you and, you know, where they can contact you?
You can contact me off at stephendesady.com.
Okay.
You can follow us on Instagram. You can follow us on Facebook. Next Wednesday, we'll be live on YouTube and Facebook with the Inspiring Insights show. So if you want to actually... If you want to ring in and ask me a question one-to-one live, either in a video call or a phone call from anywhere in the world, you can.
Mm-hmm.
But stephendesady.com is the simplest way to find it. That website in the next couple of days is completely changing. But right now you can actually find me on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on YouTube, and you can go to stephendesady.com and actually request to speak to me.
That's very interesting. Darren, any last questions? Last bit. Yes.
If you have passion... and you believe in your skill and you have ambition, then feel free to contact me. If you don't have those things, don't waste your time or mine.
That's very interesting. Okay, the question I do have, yes, Darren?
Well, I had the last question about leadership. So yep. If you have, I was just going to check my notes here. I just put them away. But the question is, if you have direction and you're giving good direction,
yes,
but you don't give autonomy, what does that create in someone who's trying to do anything? And I'll probably call them a manager. That's my final question.
Yeah, there's nine elements to all of that. If you have direction, you're telling people what you want done, how you want it done, and when you want it done, the typical stuff. If you have assurance, you're giving people your backing. You're giving them the confidence that you can do this. So that's what I want you to do, direction. Assurance is, this is how I'm going to help you. Here's the first best step you should take. And then give them the reassurance that take that step, you're good to go, that's where we're going. And in terms of the autonomy, I need you to do this. Here's a feedback mechanism for me to be able to give you feedback on how you're progressing. And then I'm going to give you reassurance that you can do this. The reason you need to have autonomy, assurance and direction today is that when COVID came along, we all became autonomous because we got shoved at home all by ourselves. So the end result is, if you have a lack of direction, you have a lack of assurance, and you have a lack of autonomy, you have conflict. And if you want to know what conflict looks like, it's American leadership.
Interesting. Before we go.
It's as close as I can get without saying what everyone knows I'm saying.
If you have a last $10 in your pocket, what would you do?
Keep doing this.
What's your favorite topping on a pizza, if you eat pizza?
Pepperoni.
Oh, my man.
Pepperoni. Okay. But the final question, the most important, Vegemite or Marmite?
Yeah, this is the battle of the titans in this studio between Darren and myself.
The only answer to that question is, what's Marmite?
Oh, God.
Oh, there we go.
Stephen Desede, thank you very much for being our guest. Welcome. And everybody who is interested, I know there's going to be plenty of them, please tune in today on our Live 90.5 website, and you're going to hear the studio recording and podcast with Stephen Desede. Thank you for listening on Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario Darren, and see you Friday.
See you Friday.
12 p.m. Thank you.
Alive 90.5.
Concise Finance is a nationally recognised mortgage broking firm with an integrated and holistic approach to financial services. We are built on the foundations of a tailored experience for each customer. With extensive experience in residential and investment property loans, we are the mortgage broking firm that will help you secure your financial freedom. The ethos at Concise Finance is to fully engage with clients to get it right the first time. If you're looking for your next property or to better your interest rates, call one of the team from Concise Finance on 1300 978 357. Station sponsor.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the Miracle Mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's a true baby blue Continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Baby, if you just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new wave, dance crazy. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. Don't you know that they're out of touch? Well, should I try to be a straight A student? If you are, then you think too much. Don't you know about the new fashion, honey? All you need are looks and a whole